One of the issues that comes up with regard to Netilat Yadayim for a Seudah is the topic of Chatzitza, so something interrupting on the hand, between the water and the hand. If you've got, we're going to talk about having a plaster on your hand or wearing rings or something like that, is that going to be a valid Netilat Yadayim? So the Shulchan Aruch in Simkuf Samach Aleph, Sif Aleph, says that the rules of chatzitza, the rules of a barrier or an interruption, are the same with Netilat Yadayim as they are for tevila, immersion in a mikveh. And the essential principle we have is that if it's something which is just miut, ve'eino makpid, it's just a very covering, a very small part of the hand, and it really doesn't bother you to have it there, then it's not regarded as a chatzitza. But if it's something more significant, either it covers most of the hand or it bothers you to have it there, then it would be regarded as a chatzitza, a barrier, and one has to make sure that it's removed before washing hands. So one of the big questions that comes up, as I said, is rings. A person wears rings on their hands. Do they have to remove the rings for Netilat Yadayim? We see many people do. It's sort of a minhag. They say that some people, who are not familiar with halakha, think that it's a requirement, part of the ritual of Netilat Yadayim, is that you hold your rings in your mouth while you wash your hands. But is that actually required? So the Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Gimel says that you have to remove your rings because they're regarded as a chatzitza, so they're regarded as an interruption. They stop the water getting to your fingers. And the reason is because rings are regarded as a chatzitza, because sometimes you remove them. You don't always want them on your hand. Sometimes it bothers you to have them on your hand, so therefore they need to be removed. This is important because what it's telling us is that if you never remove your rings, then it's not regarded as a chatzitza. There are some people who the only time they remove their rings is for Netilat Yadayim. They wear the rings all the rest of the time. When they do sport, they wear their rings. When they're in the shower, they wear their rings. When they sleep, they wear their rings. So it's not a chatzitza, and you don't need to remove them for Netilat Yadayim. Generally, we say the rule of thumb, or I suppose the rule of finger, is that if you remove your rings when you knead dough, so that's means that you don't always want them on your hands, and they would be regarded as a chatzitza. But if you keep your rings on for all purposes, then you don't need to remove them when you do Netilat Yadayim. What if you've got a plaster or band-aid on your hand? You injured your finger or something like that, so you've got a band-aid on one of your fingers. What do you do there about Netilat Yadayim? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Samach Bet, Se'if Yud, tells us that you've got two options. The first and least good option is that you're very, very careful. You do Netilat Yadayim right up to where the band-aid is or where the bandage is, but you don't get it wet, and you're very careful to make sure that your hand is fully washed wherever is accessible. This is a bit tricky for a number of reasons. Firstly, it's tricky because you can't necessarily be sure that you're washing right up to the band-aid and not leaving a bit of your hand unwashed. And second difficulty is that depending on how much water you use, et cetera, if water gets onto the band-aid and then runs back onto your hand, then that's tamei water, which is difficult to remove, has to be dried off, and you have to start washing again, et cetera, et cetera. So the better thing to do is to make sure that you wash with at least a raviyot of water, and that you pour it right over your entire hand, including over the band-aid. That's the best thing to do. Obviously, if you don't want your plaster band-aid to get wet, then that's not going to be a solution. But if it doesn't bother you for the band-aid to get wet, then that would definitely be the best thing to do, and to make sure you've used a whole raviyot and covered your whole hand, and the fact that the water washes over the band-aid isn't going to matter. What if you've got a plaster hand, a plaster cast on your hand? So this person's broken their wrist or something like that, or their arm. So they'll often have a plaster cast covering their arm, and it will go up to, covering part of the hand as well. So what should you do in that case? So Rav Vosnin Shevet HaLevi, Kele Kalef Simon Mem Dalet, he says, in that case, provided that your fingers are accessible for the Netilat Yadayim, in that case, you can rely on the Shita that we mentioned in the Shir 2 days ago, that Rashi and Tosfot and other Rishonim say you only need to wash Netilat Yadayim up to the knuckles in any event. So just wash up to the knuckles, don't worry beyond that. Ad Kad.